High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Ravenna Blue Jays in town tonight to take on Adams Central in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. As we spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. And coach, sitting at 12-8 in the season, kind of a rough week for you so far, losing to Houston Saints as earlier, but a good chance tonight to maybe get back on the winning track.
Yeah, you know, this is that time of year when we're going to have all these games, and you know we get into the conference tournament, and you know you're going to have tough competition when you get into the semis, and then you're going to have another good team that you play in the consolation or the championship, whichever way you go, and then we come back, and this is always a tough week with St. Cecilia and then Ravenna, and you know it's you know it can be good, it can be bad, you know, and we played pretty well the other day, just couldn't match St. Cecilia as far as points. We needed a couple more threes to go so we could stay with them a little bit and kind of keep the pressure on them. And we just could never really get them out of that comfort zone you know, get to where maybe we had the lead there a little bit. We could make a run at them, and then before we knew it, you know, we'd have a couple of turnovers, and then they'd be able to get the lead back where they were a little bit more comfortable. And then they had the lead going down the end where we did hit a few shots and got them to turn it over a little bit, but they went 12 for 12 from the free throw line, kind of sealed the deal there. So, you know, it is a tough stretch right here, but you know, I don't think it necessarily hurts you as long as you have the right frame of mind as far as, you know, you're playing good competition. You know, we played a good game against Saint, and if they don't hit some of the long-range threes, that game could possibly go a different direction. If, you know, some of our younger kids, you know, make turnovers, but turnovers that don't end up in points or easy points the way they did. You know, but there's always all those ifs and buts about it, about a game, and you know, just some things that we need to correct. And we've gotten better as far as handling pressure, and I thought we did a decent job against St. Cecilia's pressure. It's just a matter of hitting some of the shots that we needed to at particular points in time.
I had 21 turnovers in the ball game against Saint on Tuesday night. A lot of those occurred in the backcourt, and like you said, a lot of them really resulted in points for the opposite team.
Yeah, they did, and a lot of them weren't necessarily pressure related, and that's the frustrating part is, and you know, there might have been somebody that was up there, but you know, it wasn't necessarily the typical pressure while you're dribbling and you know, travel or you know, they were just almost unforced. I know that there was somebody there, but for the most part they were kind of unforced, just a matter of us not relaxing and finding the open person. When we did find the open person, we were able to you know, break their pressure and get down and get some good shots. And then there was a few times where we had 10-footers or we had even layups, and the layups didn't go for us. And that, you know, those are things that you know, you just got to have. You have to have those layups, and you have to have the close shots, especially uncontested. And tonight will be another example of that same thing where they're going to come with a lot of pressure. They're constantly going to be on our hip. They're going to constantly have hands on you. They're going to bump cutters going through. You know, there's going to be no easy or no free pass anywhere on the floor. They're one of the best defensive teams that we'll face, and a lot of it is their intensity, and the other part is that they play by committee, which means, you know, the same way Ravenna's been. They'll play five, and then they'll bring in four more, and then they'll bring back that other five, and then they'll bring in some others, and so they just keep coming at you 100%, all-out effort the whole time, and, you know, fouling out really isn't an issue because they have so many kids that can play, and so they don't really worry about that either. They just keep coming at you one after another, and you know, and one of their goals is to mentally wear you down and then cause you to make mistakes. And that's something that we've had a problem with, so that's a big concern for us tonight.
Adam Central currently on a three-game losing streak here at the end of the season. I'm sure you'd like to right the ship before the sub-districts get underway next week.
Yeah, it would be good. A win tonight would be very big for us. It'd be good for our confidence. You know, it would help some of those little nagging injuries kind of go away a little bit. It'd kind of give you, you know, a breath of fresh air, you know, get ready to go tomorrow and get ready for Fillmore on Monday and, you know, just kind of, you know, change the mood, you know, get things going. You know, when it's tough to have a, you know, a run like this where you lose three in a row. You know, you need to get that next win so it just doesn't continue to build up. And just confidence-wise, you know, you just the pressure ranking-wise might be on the other team, but you still feel the pressure because, you know, somebody's got to step up and make plays, and people are worried that, you know, don't want to make mistakes and this and that. And, you know, so there's pressure both ways, and We just have to come out and play hard and try and handle their pressure and stay mentally tough and be prepared to go.
Talking about the injuries on Tuesday, it's been kind of tough to overcome for your ball club, but what's this team lacking right now?
Well, you know, we've had all kinds of injuries. You know, the other night, you know, we get a tooth knocked out, and, you know, and our own player knocks the tooth out of our own player, you know, so it's just playing aggressive and things happen. You know, the knee and the elbow, and this week we've had a little sickness going around. Everybody's kind of had that at times, and this is not a great time for that to happen and not a great time for us where we don't have very much depth anyway. And that's kind of where we're, you know, we're really missing on Tuesday. You know, we're used to getting, you know, 5 to 10 points from our bench, and we really didn't get that the other night. And so, you know, that has a big effect on how things go and how much they play and how much rest we can give certain kids. And you know, then you get tired, and that's when you have some of those mistakes that can lead to those runs, and then you can get frustrated. And so, you know, that's been pretty tough to try and you know, get a rotation going, because we've, I mean, it's always been something. Kelly has really worked hard at trying to get back and trying to go as long and as hard as she can. And our younger kids are working hard. It's just a matter of experience. When you're playing teams like Saint that put people on the floor that have been playing for 2-3 years and have been playing in big games and big situations, and they're really good athletes and really smart players, you know, they can just continue to pressure, and then they get a sub, and then they come back in fresh, and you're tired. And, you know, it's just been real. It's been difficult for us, but, you know, that's part of what you know, you have to deal with, and you have to learn how to overcome some of that, and you have to learn how to manage yourselves a little bit. And so, you know, that's one of the things we're working on.
All right, it's a tough one here tonight as Ravenna's in town to take on Adams Central. We'll come back and talk about the Jays when our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. It's Adams Central and Ravenna here tonight at the Patriot Gym. Coach, Ravenna coming in, a record of 9 wins, 9 losses on the season. Looks like a team that plays a pretty solid defense, giving up only 41 points per game. Maybe an average offense scoring about 47 points per game. So what's the take on the Jays?
Well, you're exactly right. They have one of the better defenses, especially in the Lou Platt, probably in C2. Just their tenacity, they just are constantly in your face, and they're constantly moving. And they move very quick and are really smart. They know how to take advantage of angles. They know how to run and jump. They know how to, you know, have quick hands to the ball, which can be frustrating. And just defensively, they're very sound. Where they lack a little bit is probably in height, and as far as their guards are concerned, they're a little bit shorter. And you know, and that won't hurt them too much tonight, as we don't have a lot of height at the guards either. So, you know, they'll give up a couple of inches, but as hard as they play and as physical as they are, it'll be hard to notice that, really. So our guards are going to have to play pretty well against them. They do have a couple of posts that come off the bench that give them a little bit of height inside, and so that's what Jalinda and Kelsey will have to deal with, and Leslie have to deal with inside. And you know, hopefully we can get the ball in inside a little bit and try to take advantage of that height advantage that we'll have at times in there. You know, otherwise, offensively, they shoot a lot of threes. So, you know, that can be one of the things that kind of makes or breaks. And everybody knows, you know, you live by the three, you can die by the three as well. And you know, they're great shooters, but there are nights when they don't go. And so hopefully tonight, you know, we can get a hand in their face and make the threes difficult and make them, you know, not shoot so well from the three-point line, so we have a little bit better chance. But if they're raining threes and the threes are going in, you know, they are a very, very difficult team to beat. So that'll be the key, is to try and keep their three-point percentage down.
Could you talk about getting the ball inside? We had a little tough time against St. Cecilia on Tuesday night trying to get the ball inside to Jalinda. What was the problem on Tuesday, and how do we overcome that tonight?
Well, Tuesday, one of the situations was, you know, their guards are not little. You know, St. Cecilia's guards, they have long arms, they have quick arms, they're very athletic, and they put a lot of pressure on the ball, which pushes the ball out a little bit farther. And, you know, they're quick enough that they tried to control the angles a little bit and keep us in the middle of the floor, not give us the corner. And And so, you know, kind of taking away from the passing angle a little bit. And then very good at coming down inside and helping. And so, you know, Jalinda had quite a few touches inside, but just wasn't able to finish on a lot of those, whether it was a double team or she was getting stripped of the ball or just some shots that didn't go. So, we were able to get the ball in there a little bit, but we just weren't able to finish as much as we'd like to inside. And part of that, Lexi did a nice job, and McWhorter did a nice job in there as far as being physical and kind of trying to take away the things Jalinda wanted to do. And Kelsey did a nice job for us on the backside, getting some putbacks, getting to the free throw line. But that's something that we've continued to work on all year long, is getting the post the ball where they want it, when they want it, so that they're able to do some moves or try and do what they want to inside. And a lot of times we're late. We're late getting the ball to the post, and then the defense has had time to adjust, and so it makes it difficult on them. So that's something we continue to work on, is to try and work on the timing, get the post the ball where they want it, when they want it.
Coach, is there a couple of girls we need to shut down tonight, or is this going to be a team effort?
I wish it were that easy. It's kind of like St. Cecilia, where they've got scores all over the place. They have the Marvica girl that can shoot very well from the outside. She's really quick. She's not very big, but really drives hard, drives well, finishes inside the lane pretty good. You know, shoot a little 5 to 8 footer inside there, and then they've got a couple other, about 4 or 5 other girls that can shoot from the outside as well. So, we really have to get out and defend the three-point line, and we're just going to have to really work hard. And, you know, that's what will make it difficult. They'll spread the floor. But we have to defend everybody against Ravenna. So not an easy scouting report on them.
I was going to say, we're going to have to guard the three-point arc here tonight, probably all over the place, because Ravenna likes to shoot the threes, like you said. That's going to put a little added pressure on our defense, isn't it?
Absolutely. Probably one of the things that we'll have to make sure that we do a much better job of, and that's our guards checking out, because they do a nice job of, they'll shoot threes, and they're used to shooting threes, they're used to long rebounds, so they read the ball well, and then they go run and run it down, and then they penetrate after they run it down, and that makes them really dangerous. So our guards are going to have to do a much better job staying down. If they shoot it, then get a check out and try to get the rebound instead of trying to worry about blocking shots and getting up out of position. So it'll be important for us to check out their guards and not let them get the long rebounds.
Okay, good luck there.
Thanks, Mike.
DeMarco, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. The signing lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Adams Central and Ravenna tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Patriots Gym. We're at Adams Central tonight for girls and boys high school basketball. Adams Central getting set to take on the Blue Jays out of Ravenna. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Girls game is up first. Adams Central coming in a record of 12 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Patriots have lost their last 3 games, losing to Centura, Wood River, and Hastings St. Cecilia. Lost to the Hawkettes on Tuesday night here by the score of 56-44. Lexi Schmidt led the way for the Hawkettes. She had 19 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia could not overcome a couple of 10-point runs that St. Cecilia put up in that ball game, and the Hawkettes were able to beat the Patriots on Tuesday by the score of 56-44. St. Cecilia had 5 three-pointers in that ball game,
against the Adams Central defense on Tuesday. The Patriots helped the Hawkettes along with 21 turnovers in the ball game. They will see a team tonight that comes in a record of 9 wins and 9 losses on the season. They won their last ball game over St. Paul 58-44. They lost their preceding 3 games, losing to Centura a couple of times and to Pleasanton. So Ravenna coming in, a record of 9 wins and 9 losses on the season. Maybe a rebuilding season here for their head coach and Jeff Thober. There's a team that's averaging about 47 points per ball game on offense. They give up 41.3 on the defensive end. So they are very good, very stingy against the opposing team here. As Adams Central will have to try their hardest here to get some points on the scoreboard here tonight. AC, not an overpowering team themselves, as they're averaging only 42 points per ball game on offense. And they're giving up about 42 points per ball game as well on the defensive end. So we're set to go. A girls' boys high school basketball doubleheader tonight between Adams Central and Ravenna. The Adams Central girls and Ravenna both closing out the regular seasons here tonight. They got their sub-district tournaments that get underway next week. Right after the bat, Adams Central pounds the ball down low, and we got a traveling violation called on Janessa Bullen. So the Patriots on the opening possession of the ball game, they turn it over, and now Ravenna comes back. Adams Central will start off with a man-to-man defense here in this first quarter of play as Jossie Zorb has got the ball on the left side. Now to Taylor Hand. Hand takes it to the free throw line. Back out to Zorb. Her shot for 3 is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is tapped out of there, and the foul is going to go on Ravenna. Personal foul will go on Hunter Hilgey for Ravenna. That's going to be her first team foul in the Jays. Adams Central dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, turned and lettered in the red and the blue. Meanwhile, the Ravenna Blue Jays going to be dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight. Just underway, girls high school basketball in 1230 KHIS. No score between the Jays and the Patriots here tonight. Ravenna applying some pressure in backcourt. Adams Central breaks it easily. Janessa Bolin races the ball across the midcourt stripe and out stops there. Goes to a Jalinda Hodson. Hodson had just 10 points in the ball game against Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday. She averages 10 points per ball game and 13 boards per contest. Here's a Kelly Shuck on the wing on the left side. Goes to Bolin inside. Her shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands in there was Hunter Hilgey for Ravenna. So it's going to be Adams Central playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We have played about 52 seconds. Nobody has scored yet here in the contest. There's a shot in the lane by Coates. It's going to be partially deflected. The ball's swatted out of there. Now a foul is called as Coates grabs the ball there for Adams Central. So a foul is going to go on Ravenna with 7:03 to play here in the first quarter. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Jossie Zorb of Ravenna. That's going to be her first and the second team foul on the Jays. So Adams Central plays things in. Chuck comes way out to Jalinda Hodson. Drives down a lane. Her shot's going to be no good from 5 feet away. And the rebound comes down to Ravenna. Taylor Hand gets the rebound. Gets it away down to Mateka. This is Maggie Mateka over here on the near side to Mark Vicka. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from 3. Ball is lost out of bounds here on the near sideline. The officials looking to give the ball to the Jays. Last touch by Adams Central. Still scoreless in the ballgame. 6:44 to play in the first quarter. Ravenna and Adams Central here tonight at girls high school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Jays will play things in. Maggie Mateka has got it out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Shuck. They go over to Mark Vicka. Now back inside to Mateka. Her shot is up and in. Maggie Mateka scores on the feed there from Jesse Marvicka for Ravenna. And the Jays go out on top by a score of 2-0. Adams Central seeing some pressure here in backcourt. The Patriots break it easily. Now driving the ball into the hole is Kelly Shuck. Her shot is up and in. Shuck has been battling injuries the past month or so. Is now getting back to 100% here, according to head coach Tim Marker. And it's now a 2-2 ball game. Ravenna and Adams Central here tonight. Here's Zorb with the ball at the free throw line. Sends it down to the baseline to Marvicker. Her shot from 12 feet away is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Zorb. No good. And the rebound to Hodson. Hodson nearly threw out of bounds. As she picks it up, that's Kelly Shuck over there on the far side. Gets it back into Hodson. Dumps it down low. Here's a shot up and in. Kelsey Sidlack scores on a nice pass by Jalinda Hodson in the lane. And Adams Central goes out on top by a score of 4-2. 5:45 to play here in the first quarter. Here's a Mateka with the ball across the top to Taylor Hand. Hand comes to Zorb. Drives the baseline there against Coates. Here's a pass across the lane. And a shot's taken. It's no good. Follow shot no good by Hilgey. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. It's going to be Hodson with the ball. Gets it away to Kelly Shuck. Shuck will bring things up. Taylor Hand right in her face defensively for Ravenna. Drives down the right side of the lane. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Hodson. Now to Shuck again. Down to the baseline. Back out to Hodson. Angles in from the right wing. Cross-court pass goes to Bolin, drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's fouled in the play. And Janessa Bolin will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central. 5:13 remaining here in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. The Patriots have the lead. And the foul is going to go on Hunter Hilgi for Ravenna. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Jays. And a shot for the free throw line by Bolin is up and in. Janessa Bolin, only a 37% foul shooter in the season. She is now 23 out of 60 from the free throw line. Bolin had 12 points against Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday night, averaging 8 on the season. Her next shot is up there. It is good. So Bolin hits a pair of free throws. And Adams Central goes out on top by a score of 6-2 early in the basketball game. Here's Marvica with the ball now for Ravenna. Goes inside as they get it to Carissa Finke, who's into the ball game now, and a foul is going to be called. So Finke now into the ball game for Ravenna. She is a 5'6" sophomore. There's only one senior on this basketball team for Ravenna, and she does not start. 5:05 to play here in the first quarter, 6-2. Adams Central has got the lead. Sedlak picked up the last foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Elisa Pesca into the ball game now for Ravenna. Goes over the far sideline now as the Jays work with the basketball here, trailing in the contest by the score of 6-2. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Kylik, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Ravenna basketball. Mackenzie Muehlbach is also into the contest now for Ravenna. As head coach Tim Marker talked about it in the pregame show, this is a team basketball team. We'll see probably 10, 11 girls play in the contest here tonight for Ravenna. So Mackenzie Muehlbach is in there now. Now we got a foul called as Muehlbach was angling in from the right side. And a foul here is going to go on Adams Central. Going to go on Shuck for the Patriots. That's going to be her first, team foul number 1 on AC. Or check that. It's going to go on Cheyenne Gotch, who just checked in there. So Gotch picks up her personal foul. That's her first. Here's an entry pass into the lane off of the inbound. A shot is up and in. Lacey Kylie gets the field goal there for Ravenna. The Jays are back to within 2 points. 6-4 is the score. Just underway in the first quarter at the Patriot Gym. Jalinda Hodson takes it down to the baseline. Double team. Forces up a shot and scores. Jalinda Hodson scores there for the Patriots. And it's now an 8-4 contest. Adams Central out on top. 4:22 to play here in the first quarter. There's Mateka down in the corner to the left side to Pekka. Alyssa Pekka off balance shot in the lane is up and in. She banks one home. Alyssa Pekka is scoring there for Ravenna. That is now an 8-6 ball game. Patriots with a 2-point advantage halfway through the opening quarter here tonight at the Patriot Gym. Kelly Shuck has got it. Comes out between the rings now to Janessa Bolin. Dribbles once. Comes over here in the wing to Leslie Pfeiffer, who's into the ball game. Tries to split a couple of defenders. The ball knocked loose. Picked up by Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch's pass deflected. Picked up by Jalinda Hodson. Hodson back out to Kelly Shuck. Out near the 10-second line. Drives it behind his screen. Dumps it away now to Hodson. Hodson left wing. Bolin. Dribbles with the ball outside to Shuck. Her shot for 3 is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ravenna. Lacey Kylie with the rebound. Gets it away to a Mateka. Mateka on the baseline to Finke. Drives, shoots, and scores. Carissa Finke scoring for Ravenna. And the Jays have tied things up now at 8 points apiece. Adams Central is led by as many as 4 points here in the first quarter. Ravenna has got the ball game tied again at 8 points apiece with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. AC works for the ball. Shuck gets away. Drives. A baseliner shot is up and in. Kelly Shuck now with 4 points in the ball game. Adams Central reclaims the lead. The Patriots 10 and the Ravenna Blue Jays 8. Here's Maggie Mateka with the ball for Ravenna over here to Finke. Gets it back here to the free throw line. With it now is going to be Alyssa Pesca. And her pass down low is going to be intercepted there by Adams Central. So a turnover there on Ravenna. They're first in the ball game. Pfeiffer comes out of there with the basketball. Now with the offensive end. Here's Pfeiffer. Shot is up and in. Leslie Pfeiffer scores. It's now a 12-8 ball game in favor of Adams Central. And now the Ravenna Blue Jays want to call a timeout. Ravenna calls the early timeout. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, the score, the Patriots 12, Ravenna 8.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS from the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. 12-8 is the score. Patriots out on top. Tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, Kennesaw is playing at Sandy Creek. That doubleheader is underway. And tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, you've got Wood River playing at Minden. That doubleheader is also underway. Here's a shot from the deep left corner. It's going to be no good by Marvica for Ravenna. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. And dribbling the ball out of bounds with Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch brought the ball to the near sideline and just dribbled out of bounds right in front of the Patriot bench. That's going to be the second turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Patriots have a four-point lead. Adams Central 12 and Ravenna 8. Outside is Mateka, drives it down the lane. Now moves it over to the left side of the key there. Dishes off to Zorb. Her shot in the lane is up and in. Jossie Zorb scoring there for Ravenna. That's her first field goal. So now all five Lady Jays have scored so far here in this contest. It's a 12-10 ball game. Adams Central with the lead and the basketball. Jalinda Hodson trying to drive it inside. Cut off there. Comes out to Bolin. Lobs it back inside to Hodson at the elbow left side. Comes over here to a coach. Her pass deflected into the backcourt. It is loose and it's picked up by Bolin. Keeps it alive here for the Patriots. Bolin gets it down to Jalinda Hodson. A minute 53 to play. Hodson out here in three-point territory. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound loose. Hodson had it. Picked up by Coates. Her shot from 5 feet away. Off of the baseline. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It was last touched here by the Ravenna Blue Jays. Marvica was the last to touch it. Into the contest now for Adams Central will be Kelsey Sedlak. Replacing Pfeiffer. Also coming in for the Patriots is going to be Kelly Shuck, number 11. Replacing Pfeiffer. Shuck will play things in. There's Bolin for three. A shot is up in the end. Nope, they say two. Foot was on the line. Janessa Bolin with a long two-pointer just to the left of the lane, and that gives Adams Central a four-point lead. Here's a shot from downtown up and in. Alyssa Petka scoring there for Ravenna. From the deep right corner, she got 5 points in the ballgame. She had 19 the other night in their win over St. Paul, 58-44. Petka had 19 points in that ballgame. Here's a shot from the free-throw line up and in by Coates. Terry Coates hits the free-throw line jumper. And Adams Central now with a three-point lead, 16-13. Ravenna comes back quickly with the ball, angling in from the wing on the right side. Contact made. Zorb was heading to the bucket, though, for Ravenna. And she was fouled into play by the Patriots. That'll go on Kelsey Sedlak. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Sedlak. End of the ball game for the Patriots will be Leslie Pfeiffer. Sedlak will come to the bench. Only the third team foul on the Patriots here in the first quarter. So non-shooting situation. Ravenna will play things in with a minute and 7 seconds to go in the opening period. Here's a Hunter Hilge with the ball to the right sideline to Pekka. Moves it just to the right of the lane. Bounce pass into the paint now. Hilge has got it. Now to Marvica. Dribbles into the paint. Stops there. Sends it down low. Turnaround jumper. Hilge. Good. Hunter Hilge hits the field goal. So now six players for Ravenna have scored at least 2 points here in the ball game. And it's now 16-15. There's a turnover in the Patriots as they lose the ball trying to bring it down the lane. A pass is going to be intercepted by Hodson. She drives, shoots, and scores. So the two teams trade turnovers. And finally, Hodson gets the interception, and she gets the field goal here on the offensive end. She's got 4 points. Adams Central back out on top by three, 18-15. Out on top is going to be Taylor Hand. Moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Now to Pekka, down to the baseline now. As they work with it, that's Zorb. Twisting, turning, throwing up a shot, way off of the mark, no good. Follow shot up and in. Hunter Hilge grabs that offensive board on the weak side and puts it right down through the hole. She's got 4 points in the ball game, 18-17. 9 seconds, 8 seconds to play. Now we got a timeout. Nope, we got a foul called. Personal foul going to go here on Ravenna. It's going to go on Taylor Hand. That's going to be your first. Team foul number four on the Jays here in the first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation. Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. End of the ball game now. Bailey Parr for Adams Central replacing Hodson. 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central out on top on a score of 18-17. Bailey Parr with the ball. Brings it back outside, and Kerry Coates has whistled for the traveling violation. No pressure whatsoever by the Ravenna defense. Coach just lost her balance and was whistled for a traveling violation. Coach is going to come out of the ball game now. Looping a little bit as Cheyenne Gotch comes back in. 18-17, 5 seconds to go. Here comes Ravenna up the floor. It's going to be Mateka, drives it all into the basket. A shot no good. Tip try no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from the Patriot Gym. The score, Adams Central 18, Ravenna 17.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls High School basketball at 1230 KHAS. Adams Central the lead over Ravenna, 18-17 after the first quarter. Adams Central getting 4 points so far from Kelly Shack. Janessa Bolin also with 4 points. Jalinda Hotson with a couple of field goals and 4 points. Kelsey Sintlack has got two. Leslie Pfeiffer with 2 points. Carrie Coates has got two. Leading the way for Ravenna so far is Alyssa Petka off of the bench. She's got 5 points. Hunter Hilgi has got four. And Matenka, Kylie, Zorb, and Finke all with 2 points apiece. Ravenna will inbound the ball to begin the second quarter. They're down by a point, 18-17. Marv Vicker, her off-balance shot in the lane is going to be no good. The ball swatted around. Picked up by Zorb. Her shot no good. Rebound loose again. It's brought out of there again by the Jays. Zorb has got it back outside to Matenka. Drives down the lane. Her shot no good. Matenka's got the rebound. Has it swatted out of her hands, and it's picked up here by Adams Central. Leslie Pfeiffer has got the ball for the Patriots. Gets it now into the hands of Kelly Shuck. Into the offensive scoring zone, Janessa Bullen out top as Ravenna goes with a man-to-man defense here in the third quarter. 7:20 remaining. There's a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted back the other way. A shot by hand. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's going to be brought out of there by Pfeiffer of Adams Central. Pfeiffer gets it away now to Kelly Shuck down the far sideline. Then we got a foul called. Riding her down that far sideline was Taylor Hand. And Hand picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Two fouls on Hand. That's going to be team foul number four on the Ravenna Blue Jays here in the first half. Adams Central plays things in. There's a pass across the lane. It's going to be tipped away. Now picked up by Adams Central, and a traveling violation is called on Pfeiffer. The pass was intended for Pfeiffer. Was picked off there by Ravenna. Pfeiffer knocked it loose, and it got to Happy Feet just to the right of the basket and turns it over herself. That's five turnovers now in Adams Central, three for Ravenna. We're into the second quarter. It's 18-17. Patriots have the lead. There's a Taylor Hand with the ball. Hops inside, puts it up there left-handed, and scores. Taylor Hand hits the field goal. So now seven different girls have scored for Ravenna. They're in the basketball game, and the Jays have now taken their first lead. It is 19-18. Ravenna with the lead with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. They're in quarter number two from the Patriot gym. Driving the ball to the hole is going to be Hotson. Leaves it down here in the corner. On the right side, a shot from three is no good by Cheyenne Gotch. Rebound comes down to Ravenna. The Jays run it back. This is Marvica with the ball. Comes out between the rings to Zorb. Spins to the free throw line. Drives it, puts up a shot. She's fouling the play. Leslie Pfeiffer all over her defensively for Adams Central. And Pfeiffer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first team foul number three on the Patriots in the ballgame so far. There should be team foul number five on the Patriots so far. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It is up there. It is no good by Jossie Zorb. That is the first free throw of the night for Ravenna in the ballgame. And now we're going to have a timeout here from Adams Central. Patriots going to call a timeout. We'll take a break with 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's now Ravenna 19, Adams Central 18.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also available on the internet, www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. We've got a terrific boys contest coming up for you tonight. Immediately following this one will be Adams Central, 16-2 on the season, getting set to take on Ravenna. The Jays are currently 17-2. Ravenna is ranked number three in the latest Class C2 poll, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. Adams Central is ranked number seven in Class B. Those two teams will score off immediately following this one here tonight. Zorb to the free throw line here for Ravenna. Her next free throw is up there. It's going to be no good, so she misses a pair. Score remains 19-18. The Jays have a one-point advantage. Adams Central with the ball back in the forecourt. Janessa Boland comes across the top over in the wing on the left side to Raider. Raider now over to a Cheyenne Gotch. Entry pass to get it to Hodson right at the elbow. Drives it into the paint. Now to Boland. Slides down the lane. Shot is up and in. Janessa Boland sliding down the right side of the lane. Hodson got into the ball, and she lays her in. That's now 6 points for Janessa Boland. Back the other way, Zorb. Her shot in the lane is no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson. So the Patriots have a one-point lead, 20-19. We are in the second quarter here at the Patriot Gym. Actually 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third period. Janessa Boland behind a screen from Hodson. Stops at the top of the key. Holds it. Now comes over here to Raider. Raider out in three-point territory, dribbling with the basketball. Takes it to the wing on the left side and hands it away. It's going to be Cheyenne Gotch down the right side of the lane. Nice pass down low. A shot taken there by Boland. No good. Rebound Hodson. Has it knocked out of her hands, and it comes out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Pekka, and she has it tipped out of bounds from behind by Adams Central, Cheyenne Gotch. So Ravenna will play things in right at the 10-second line on the far side of the floor. Into the ball game now is going to be Maggie Mateka for Ravenna. Going out will be Marvika. 5:16 remaining here in the first half. 20-19 the score. Adams Central out on top by one. The final regular season game for both Adams Central and the Ravenna Blue Jays here tonight. They'll both be involved in sub-district play next week. Mateka down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Comes out on top. Traveling violation. They got it to a Carissa Finke. A traveling violation is called on Finke. Turnover number 4 in the ball game now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 20-19. We got 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Patriots have a one-point advantage. Adams Central will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Kelly Shuck will bring things up against Finke. Carissa right on her face defensively there for the Blue Jays. Shuck will give it away now to Cheyenne Gotch. Here's a bounce pass right side of the lane. Tipped away. Picked up there by the Patriots. That's a Sitlak with the ball. Dribbles out of there. Takes it on the low block left side. Now to Shuck. Entry pass again. Mishandled there by Sedlak, and is picked up by Jalinda Hodson. Back out to Cheyenne Gotch. 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 20-19. Patriots have the lead. Driving for the hole there is going to be Hodson. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Gracie McDowell now for Ravenna. Long pass down the floor. It is too far. It's out of bounds. Trying to catch the Patriot defense asleep there as Carissa Finke snuck behind the defense. Had a play on the ball but lost it out of bounds. Turnover number 5 down, the Patriots. Under the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Anna Queen, a 5'5" freshman. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. We're in the first half. 20-19 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Hodson drives it. Now leaves it over here for Kelly Shuck for three. Her shot's way short. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched here by Ravenna. Last touched by the Jays down there by Gracie McDowell. So Adams Central gets a break. They will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Halfway through the second quarter, 20-19. Patriots have a one-point advantage. They'll play it into Hodson. Her shot up there no good, but she's hacked in the arm. Hunter Hilge is going to be the guilty party here for Ravenna, and that should be her third. That's the case. Three personal fouls now on Hilge for Ravenna. He is one of the bigger girls out there. It's 6 foot and a junior. Head coach Jeff Thoburg. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's no good by Jalinda Hodson. Hodson now with 4 points in the basketball game. Jalinda's a 63% foul shooter on the season coming in here. Next shot is up there. It's good. So they hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It is now 21-19. Adams Central with a 2-point advantage. Ravenna comes back quickly with the ball. That's Mateka. Comes over here on the left side to Taylor Hand. She's listening for the steps. Hand driving the ball in the hole. Forgot to put it down first. Turnover number 6 on Ravenna here in the contest. The last ball game for Ravenna was that win over St. Paul earlier this week, 58-44. Last ball game for Adams Central is at St. Cecilia loss on Tuesday night. They suffered a 56-44 defeat to the Hawkettes. Adams Central leading here by 2. Here's Hodson driving down the left side of the lane, puts it up to the other shot, no good. Reaching for the rebound. It was going to be Sedlak, but she had it ripped out of there, and here comes Ravenna back with the basketball. Pekka has got it out in 3-point territory. Puts it on the floor, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Alyssa Pekka scoring there for Ravenna. She had 19 points the other day in that contest against St. Paul. Pekka's got 7 already here in this one. driving back inside at the other end. It's going to be no good as a shot's taken there by Gotch. And we got a foul and a rebound. So Gotch drives the ball in the hole there for the Adams Central Patriots. We got a personal foul called here on Kelsey Sedlak for Aurora. That's going to be your third personal foul. So Sedlak now with three. She's going to check out of the ballgame, I'm sure. Here comes Carrie Coates back into the ballgame. 3:15 to play in the second quarter. Adams Central led 18-17 after the first period. And the Patriots now lead in the second period. Actually, it's tied up right now at 21 points apiece. 21-21 is the score. As Ravenna works with the ball out here in three-point territory, Zorb has got it. Moves it to the wing on the right side. She'll stop there. Zorb is in trouble. Gets it away with two-handed pass to Marvicka, and the lane shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hodson, and she had it knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds, so it's going to be going to give the ball to Adams Central. Last touchdown there by the defender for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Adams Central breaking the press easily. Back the other way. Here's a shot, but up there is no good by Adams Central's Leslie Pfeiffer, but she was fouled into play. 2:50 to play here in the second quarter. It's 21-21 Adams Central and St. Cecilia here tonight. That is the sixth team foul on the Ravenna Blue Jays. And that one is going to go on Maggie Mateka. That's going to be her first. Shot from the free throw line. Barely draws iron for Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer was hitting 60% from the free throw line here this season. Had 2 points the other night against St. Cecilia. Her free throw is up there and in, so Adams Central grabs a one-point advantage now at 22-21 as we near halftime of the girls' ball game here tonight. Zorb spins at the top of the three-point circle. Down the lane she goes and can't put up a shot. Back outside, Marvicka. Marvicka goes over to Mackenzie Mühlbach. And now her pass is knocked out of bounds by the Adams Central defense. Not been real cherry so far in the first half between these two teams. Tight ball game, though. Adams Central has got a lead. 22-21 is the score. There's Coach with a long baseball pass down and forth. They get it to Hodson, and she throws the ball right to the fingertips of Leslie Pfeiffer out of bounds. Adams Central had a 2-on-1 break after the long pass came from their opposite end. But the Patriots turned the ball away. That's the sixth turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Ravenna's also got six. We're down to 2:25 to play here in the opening quarter. We're at a 22-21 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Dribbling into the lane and being hacked there is Taylor Hand. A foul is going to go on the Patriots. That's going to be team foul number six on Adams Central. Foul goes on Cheyenne Gotch. That's going to be your second. So two fouls on Gotch. No free throws here. It'll be Ravenna playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jesse Marvicka will play things in for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Gets it in the corner now to Finke. She drives for the hole. Shot is up and in. Carissa Finke scoring there for Ravenna. She's got a couple of field goals off of the bench, and the Blue Jays go back out on top by a score of 23-22. Hodson at the elbow, drives it down to later. Shot is up and in. That's the third field goal of the ball game by Jalinda Hodson. She has now got 7 points in the ball game. Adams Central back out on top by a score of 24-23. Here's a long-range jumper from three. No good by Zorb. It's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. So the three-pointer put up from the top of the key, that would not go. Now Adams Central come back the other way with a minute and 52 seconds to play. Dribbling with the ball in backcourt is going to be Cheyenne Gotch. Dumps it away now to a Janessa Bullen. Hustles into the forecourt, stops at the free throw line, and now backs it down out of there. Here's Rader with the ball. Rader gets the ball to Hodson. Fakes, drives it toward the hole. A shot is up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound is pulled down by Kylig. Lacey Kylig has got it for Ravenna. Down the far sideline to a Marvicka. Marvicka from the corner. Petka. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball swatted loose and is picked up by Adams Central in the lane. Cheyenne Gotch comes back the other way. 2-on-3. Drives, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul will go here on Ravenna. Going to the free throw line is going to be Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. The foul is going to go on Jesse Marvicka. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 8 on the Ravenna Blue Jays during this first half. And the shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Cheyenne Gotch. Cheyenne now at 9 out of 18 for the free throw line, hitting 50%. A minute and 20 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Adams Central leading Ravenna tonight in girls high school play, 24-23. Next shot is up there. It is good by Cheyenne Gotch. And it is now 25-23. The Patriots with a two-point advantage here in this one. Ravenna works with the ball in their offensive zone. Pekka has got it, circles around inside the free throw circle. Now gets rid of it. Comes out to Carissa Finke. Backs up here at the top of the key. Good defense here by Adams Central as a Raider was out there defensively. Here's a Marvicka. Comes across the top to Pekka. Pekka drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Alyssa Pekka scoring there for the Ravenna Blue Jays. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and we are tied up at 25 points apiece with 48 seconds to play. Holden goes over there on the left side to Cheyenne Gotch. Holds the ball down in the corner to Bowen. Now back inside to Hodson. Dumps it off down low. A shot is up there, and a traveling violation is called. Leslie Pfeiffer got the feed, and she was just on the right side of the basket, a little five-footer. Drive it to the hole, and a traveling violation is called on Leslie Pfeiffer. Seven turnovers now in the Patriots in the ballgame. 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We are tied up at 25 points apiece. Maggie Mateka has got the ball now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Goes to Finke. Finke now this side to Zorb. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. And her pass to the wing is deflected out of bounds. So it'll be Ravenna playing the ball in now with 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Jays working with it here. Carissa Finke, free throw line extended left side. Goes down in the corner now to a Pike. Whether a Pika. Her pass is going to be picked off. Coming back the other way is going to be Adams Central. And then losing the ball out of bounds is Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch got the interception back here in the offensive end. And she loses the ball out of bounds coming back the other direction. That's eight turnovers now on Adams Central here in the ballgame. And Ravenna will play things in here in backcourt. Anna Queen comes into the ball game now for Adams Central, that 5 foot, 5 inch freshman. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Here's Mateka. Gets around a defender, drives for the hole. Her shot's going to be partially deflected by Hodson. Ball is brought out of there by Adams Central. Now we get to the end of the first half. Ball brought out of there by the Patriots' Anna Queen. The time expires. Adams Central does not get a shot away there in the second quarter. We are at halftime. Girls High School basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The score, Adams Central 25, Ravenna 25. You're listening to high school basketball from 1230 KHIS.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls High School basketball to start things off, and then we'll have the nightcap with Adams Central and Ravenna squaring off here tonight. So far, 25-25 is our score here at halftime. The Patriots jumped out to the early first quarter lead at 8-4. Ravenna came back to tie things up at 8 points apiece. Then Adams Central scored the next 4 points to lead 12-8. And again, it was Ravenna coming back at the end of the quarter to make it a one-point ball game again at 18-17. Ravenna then scores the first field goal of the second quarter to make it 19-18 in favor of the Jays with 6:40 remaining. Adams Central came back to reclaim the lead at 20-19. They're then tied at 21. Adams Central again jumping out to a 25-23 advantage. And it was Ravenna scoring the final bucket at that first half. And we are tied up at 25 points apiece here at halftime of girls high school basketball. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We are at Adams Central High School here tonight. The Ravenna Blue Jays and Adams Central all tied up at 25 points apiece in the girls' ball game. Checking the scoring for Ravenna tonight, Alyssa Petka is leading the way. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Petka has got a 3-point field goal, and she's got 3 2-point field goals here in the ball game. Carissa Finke has come out for the bench. She has got 4 points in the basketball game. And Hunter Hilgi has got a couple of field goals and 4 points here at the break. The other scorers, Jossie Zorb has got a field goal for two. Taylor Hand has got a field goal and 2 points. Leslie Kylik has got a field goal for two. And Maggie Mateka has got a field goal and 2 points. Ravenna has been to the free throw line only twice tonight. They are 1 out of 2 from the stripe, unofficially 6 turnovers in a basketball game. Adams Central has turned the ball over 8 times. The Patriots are sitting at 5 wins and 8 losses on the season. Jalinda Hodson leading the way so far for the Patriots. She has got 7 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Janessa Bolin has got 6 points. She's got 2 field goals, and she is 2 of 2 from the free throw line for Adams Central. Patriots also getting 4 points from Kelly Shuck on a couple of field goals. 3 points for Leslie Pfeiffer on a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kelsey Sedlak has got just 2 points tonight on a field goal. And Courtney Coates, or Carrie Coates, has got a field goal and 2 points so far in the ball game here for the Patriots. Cheyenne Gotch, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and 1 point. So Adams Central and the Ravenna Blue Jays are tied up at 25 points apiece. We'll have more on the halftime show right after this timeout.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym, Adams Central and Ravenna all tied up in girls high school basketball tonight. The score is 25-25. Other action going on tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing as the Hawkettes are taking on Sutton in a regular season finale for both of those teams. In sub-district basketball gets underway here in next week or so. So Hastings St. Cecilia finishing off the regular season tonight with this ball game against Sutton. That one just now getting started here in a little bit, 7:45. Hawkettes are currently 11-7. The Phillies are 15-4 on the season. Tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got the Sandy Creek and Kennesaw doubleheader. Girls game already underway with the guys to go at 7:45 tonight. On in Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. It is Wood River playing in Minden tonight. And that pregame show is already underway. In fact, the start of the ball game underway as they will battle tonight over at Minden. Wood River and Minden squaring off in high school basketball here tonight. 25-25 is our score here at halftime. If you missed it today, the NSAA releasing the pairings for the Girls State High School Sub-District Basketball Tournaments. They get underway next week. Hastings St. Cecilia will be the number one seed for the Girls Class C16 Sub-District Tournament. That gets underway next week at York High School. The Hawkettes will play the winner of a play-in game on Monday between Fairbury and Wilbur Claytonia. Winner will play St. Cecilia in the first round of the sub-district tournament at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. The other semifinal game on Tuesday night will pit Adams Central up against Fillmore Central. Some area districts from next week are the C29 sub-district tournament at Hastings St. Cecilia. It'll be Blue Hill playing Gibbon on Monday night. The winner will get top-seeded Sandy Creek on Tuesday. In the other semifinal game on Tuesday, it'll be Ravenna playing Shelton. Silver Lake, the top seed for the Class D1-4 sub-district tournament, being staged at Grand Island Central Catholic this year. The Mustangs will play the winner of Monday's game between Palmer and Nebraska Christian. That will be at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. In the other semifinal game, High Plains Community will take on Harvard. At the D1-9 sub-district tournament at Kearney Catholic next week, Franklin will play Loup City on Monday. The winner will get top-seeded Kennesaw on Tuesday, and the other semifinal game will feature Wilcox Hildreth up against Amherst. At the Class D2-2 sub-district tournament at Sandy Creek next week, Red Cloud will take on Giltner in the play-in game on Monday. Then the winner will move on to play top-seeded Lawrence Nelson at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And the other semifinal game will be Clay Center taking on Hampton. So this is just some of the sub-district basketball tournaments we'll be involved with in the next 7 days or so. We are at halftime here of girls high school basketball. Adams Central and Ravenna all tied up at 25 points apiece. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight, girls high school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Boys game will follow at about 7:45 tonight, featuring Ravenna at 17-2 and Adams Central 16-2 on the season. Right now we got the girls in a 25-25 ball game. Adams Central led 18-17 after the first quarter. Patriots leading a couple of times during that second period. Likewise, Ravenna came back to have a couple of point lead. Right now we're knotted up at 25 points apiece, and it'll be Adams Central inbounding the ball off the far sideline. Bolin down the lane, dumps it down to the baseline. A shot by Coates is up and in. A little 10-footer for Kerry Coates off the left baseline. She has now got 4 points in the ball game, and now the Ravenna Blue Jays lose the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it down the floor to Taylor Hand. She lost it out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on Ravenna. So Adams Central will play things into the 10-second line. They will get it to Janessa Bolin. There's a feed down low. It goes to Kerry Coates, and she lays it in. Kerry opens up this second half with a couple of field goals. And the Patriots now have a 4-point advantage. It is 29-25. 7:37 to play here in the first third quarter. Taylor Hand into the lane. Now she has a foul called here on Jalinda Hodson. First foul on Hodson. Team foul number 1 on the Patriots. Here in the second half of play, non-shooting situation. It'll be Ravenna playing things in. There's a long-range jumper from the right side by Mateka. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson. Jalinda Hodson gets it out of there. Now to the near sideline to Kelly Shock. The Patriots shooting to our basket to our left here. In the second half, Adams Central has opened up a 4-point lead, 29-25. On the wing, Coates has got it. Sends it down low. That's going to be Kelsey Sedlak. Now to Coates again. Now to Shuck here on the wing on the left side. They move it down on the baseline to a Jalinda Hodson, picked up there by Ravenna. Here's the pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted by Mark Vicka, and she drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It is good, but it won't count. A traveling violation is called, and Jesse Marvicka. That would have been a sure two-pointer there as Mark Vicka took the ball to the hole, but she's whistled for the traveling violation. So Ravenna turns it over for the eighth time here in the contest. Under 7 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. Adams Central is out to a 4-point lead, 29-25. Patriots working with the ball. Kelly Shuck goes on the high post now. That's Sedlak with the ball. Sedlak right at the elbow. Throws it out of here, and it's into the back court. It goes out of bounds, and the Patriots turn it away. Bad pass by Kelsey Sedlak as she throws that ball out of bounds. That's 10 turnovers now in the Patriots. Shuck comes out into the contest. Will be Cheyenne Gotch. 6:39 remaining here in quarter number three. Adams Central has now got a four-point lead, 29-25. Here's Marvica for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Kelsey Sedlak with the rebound. Gets it away now to Linda Hodson. Hodson moves it over in the wing on the right side now to Coates. To Cheyenne Gotch. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Her momentum carries her with her. She carries it with her. And we got a traveling violation called here on the Patriots. 6:20 to play here in the third quarter. It's 29-25. Adams Central holding on to a four-point lead over Ravenna. Jesse Marvica brings the ball back for Ravenna. Right-handed dribble, now switches hands, brings it into the offensive zone. Here's Pekka with the ball. Gets it down the lane to a Finke. Finke is cut off there by Adams Central's coach. Now here's a pass that's re-entered in the lane, tipped away. Picked up by Finke off of the baseline. Her shot is up and in. Carissa Finke scoring there, a long two-pointer on the left baseline. She has now got 6 points in the ball game, 29-27. Patriots leading by two. Adams Central with the ball with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. High post. Here's Hodson with the ball. Jalinda bounce pass goes over to Coates. Right side of the lane. Looking. Dribbles once. Now gets rid of it. Goes over to a Janessa Bolin. Tries to drive it there against Finke. Now fires up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound Hodson. She goes back up and she's hit on the play. And a foul is going to be called here on Ravenna. It's going to go on Jesse Marvica for Ravenna. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Jays here in the second half. And going to the free throw line, Jalinda Hodson for Adams Central. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and she misses the free throw here. She's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hodson, a 63% foul shooter, but she is 1 out of 3 so far tonight. Dips the knees. Next shot is up there. That one is good, so she hits 2 out of 4 now from the free throw line tonight. So Linda Hodson with 6 points in the ball game. The Adams Central lead is now 3 again at 30-27. Here's Ravenna working with the ball in their offensive zone against this man-to-man defense. Pekka down the lane, throws it over here on the wing to Zorb, drives it to the hole, and her shot is no good, but she is fouled in the play. Man, oh my, we've got a ton of fouls in this contest here tonight. Now we got another one. Zorb will go to the free throw line now for Ravenna. The last foul goes on Carrie Coates. That's going to be her first. So Zorb to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That's in and out. No good. Zorb is now 0 for 3 from the free throw line here tonight. Marvica comes out of the ball game. Here comes Maggie Matea back in there. 5 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the third quarter. 30-27. Adams Central the lead. Zorb's next free throw is up there. That hits the front iron and falls off. No good. Rebound Adams Central. Jalinda Hodson has got the ball for the Patriots. Now to Janessa Bolin. Bolin stops just as he crosses the 10-second line. Goes over to Hodson now. Deep wing on the right side. Here's a Cheyenne Gotch to Janessa Bolin. Left side of the lane. Entry pass. They get it inside to Hodson. Splits a couple of defenders. Throws it down to the baseline. A shot by Coates is going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Sedlak. Sedlak gets the ball to Hodson, and she lays it in. Kelsey Sedlak gets the offensive board. Jalinda Hodson gets the field goal. Jalinda now with 10 points in the ball game. Back the other way. A shot is up and in. That's Lacey Kiley getting the field goal. And now it's going to be Ravenna wanting to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout with the score of the Patriots 32, Ravenna 29.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym, 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. First game of two here tonight. We got the boys coming up next on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central trying to break a three-game losing streak here tonight, heading into the sub-districts, which get underway next week. Adams Central will play at York High School next Tuesday. There's a traveling violation out top. It's going to go on Janessa Bullen, trying to work against the pressure over there of Ravenna, and she's whistled for the extra steps. Traveling violation on the Pats. 12 turnovers now at Adams Central in the ballgame. Ravenna has got 9. 32-29 is the score. Adams Central with a 3-point lead. Mateka drives the ball, now leaves it out here in 3-point territory. His shot is up there. It's no good. That was Finke taking the shot. The rebound, got a jump ball called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Ravenna. That was Hodson being tied up in the play by Lacey Kylik. Elisa Pekka inbounding the ball now for Ravenna. Gets it out in the corner to Kylik. The ball is tipped away from her and is picked up here by Maggie Matea. Picking her up defensively is going to be Cheyenne Gotch down in the corner. Dribbling with the ball is Pekka toward the lane. Stops there. We got a jump ball called. Nope, the foul is going to be called. Patriots were pressuring Pekka. Now a foul is going to be called here on Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. That's going to be your third. So three fouls now on Gotch. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Patriots here in the second half. Still no free throws. Ravenna will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 32-29. Patriots with a 3-point lead. Ravenna will inbound the ball. This is Zorb with it. Left side of the lane. Hands it away now to a Maggie Matea. Matea comes out here in the 3-point territory to Zorb. Adam Central goes for the steal. Zorb gets it under control. It's Taylor Hand. Hand sends it down low in the lane. It's going to be picked up there by Hilgi, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Pfeiffer. That's going to be her second. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Coach coming out. It's going to be Cheyenne Gotch. 3:51 to play in the third. Adams Central leading by 3, 32-29. Here's Maggie Matea with the ball. She circles around, brings it out here in the 3-point territory, and throws the ball out of bounds. Elisa Pekka was heading one way. Maggie Matea threw it the other. It goes sailing out of bounds. A turnover there on Ravenna in the ball game, and now Adams Central comes back the other direction with 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Patriots out on top of Ravenna tonight by a score of 42-39. Here's Kelly Shuck with the ball behind a screen at the top of the key by Hodson. Shuck stops here at the top of the circle. Gives it away now to Kerry Coates. Entry pass. They get it there to Linda Hodson. Drives it down the lane. A little 7-footer is up there. Rattles out. No good. And a rebound last touch by Adams Central. So the Patriots will drop back to their man-to-man defense, still holding a 3-point lead with 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third. Patriots led 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. It was tied up at 25 at halftime. So Ravenna has scored only 2 points, actually 4 points here in the second half thus far. There's a long-range jumper from the outside. It's up and in. As now a 32-32 ball game, as Ravenna has come back to tie things up. And now we got a foul. Adams Central tries to drive the ball into the hole. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Ravenna here in the second half. It's going to go on Maggie Matea. That's going to be her second. So Adams Central plays things in off of the far sideline. Kelly Sheck will hold the ball here for the Patriots. Looking, gets it into Jalinda Hodson. Hodson fakes, now drives it down the lane. Bounce pass down to Bullen. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Hilgi. Hilgi has got it for Ravenna. Over in the far sideline, down to a Matea. And here's a long-range jumper. It's put up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes out to a Janessa Bolin. Bolin has got it down for Adams Central. Brings it into the forecourt. That's going to be Kerry Coates out here. Now to Hodson. The ball is tipped away. Jalinda gets it under control. To Kelly Shuck now between the rings. Shuck sends it right to the elbow. Pfeiffer, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Jossie Zorb with the Ravenna Blue Jays. Down to 2:17 to play in the third quarter. Ravenna working with the basketball. Here's Zorb. Angles in toward the hole. Stomps in the lane. Kicks it out down to a Mateka. Mateka drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. It goes out of bounds. It was last touch there by Hilgi. Hunter Hilgi of Ravenna. So four more players checking into the ball game now. Two for each squad. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it is tied up at 32 points apiece. At least it's close. Adams Central inbound the ball. A long pass down the floor. Gets away from Hodson. She chases it down in the corner. Jalinda on the dribble now. Circles around into the lane. Jump pass out here. Cheyenne Gotch. Her shot is up there from 7. Misses everything. And the rebound, a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so we'll stay right here. Patriots will inbound baseline left side underneath their own hole. It's going to be Coates inbounding the ball here for the Patriots. Holds it, finally plays it in. It's going to be deflected away from Sedlak, and the ball brought out of there by Ravenna. On the dribble is going to be Marvica with the ball. Marvica goes over to the left wing. And now back outside, here's Adams Central, stays with her man-to-man defense. A minute 40 to play here in the contest here tonight. There's Marvica in the lane, dumps it down low. A shot is up there, no good by Kylig, and she's fouled into play. Lacey Kylig will go to the free throw line. The foul will go on the Patriots. It'll go on Jalinda Hodson. Second foul on Hodson. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Patriots here in the ball game. Lacey Kylig to the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. That's her first free throw of the night. In fact, only the second Ravenna Blue Jay to get to the free throw line here tonight. Zorb is 0 for 4. That's the first made free throw. Next one is up there. It's no good. Rebound. Lost out of bounds. Nope. It's going to be saved here by Adams Central. Now a jump ball is called. Hodson saves it to Sedlak, but she was tied up in the play there by Mackenzie Muehlbach of Ravenna. Three new players checking into the ballgame now for the Jays. A minute and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 33-32. Ravenna has got a one-point lead now over Adams Central. There's a pass deflected. Comes back out on top to Finke. Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense. Now Mateka has got the ball over on the wing to Pekka. Pekka outside now to Finke for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Finke hits one over Kerry Coates, a three-pointer. She has now got 9 points in the ball game, and now Ravenna has their biggest lead of the ball game at 36-32. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Hodson driving down the lane. Her off-balance shot is going to be no good. Tips the ball out, but it's picked up here by Ravenna. Long pass down the floor. They get the ball to Pekka. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Mateka. Her shot no good. She's fouled in the play. And now Mateka goes to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on the Patriots. It'll go on Cheyenne Gotch. That's going to be 4 fouls on Gotch. We got 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Ravenna has opened up a 4-point lead. Shot from the free throw line up there. It's going to be no good. Maggie Mateka misses on the free throw. She had 4 points the other night when Ravenna beat St. Paul 58-44. She got 5 so far tonight. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good, so she misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Jalinda Hodson again for Adams Central. Hodson down to Janessa Bolin. Ravenna stays with a man-to-man defense. Bolin dribbles between a couple of defenders, goes to Hodson, drives it down the lane. Now dumps it out to Sedlak. Her shot is up and in. Kelsey Sedlak scoring there for Adams Central. That's her second field goal of the ball game. Adams Central now within 2 points at 36-34. Here's a Zorb with the ball. Zorb goes to Mark Vicka as she checks the clock now. 13 seconds to go. Over the far sideline is going to be Zorb trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Now throws it here to the near side. It gets away. Picked up here by Mateka, and she's out of bounds. Jesse Marvica throws it cross court here to Mateka. It goes out of bounds, so Ravenna turns it over with 3.9 seconds to play. Adams Central inbound just to the right of the 10-second line. They'll get things into a Janessa Bolin. Brings it across the stripe. Down to the near sideline. Here's a shot by Rader that's going to be no good from three. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. 3 quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. Ravenna has got the lead. It's the Blue Jays 36, Adams Central 34.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
We get ready for the fourth quarter here tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Also available tonight on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. It's not been a true Class A basketball game here tonight. But at least it's still close. 36-34 is the score. Ravenna is now got a two-point advantage. Adams Central led 18-17 after the first quarter. We were tied up at 25 points apiece at halftime. Ravenna now leading by two, 36-34. And the Patriots will play things in to begin this fourth quarter. Janessa Bolin has got it for Adams Central as Ravenna stays with her man-to-man defense. They've been man all night long. Here's a carry. Coach dribbles down to the near sideline. Now entry pass inside to Hodson. Shot is up there. She banks one home. Jalinda Hodson now with 12 points in the basketball game. She had 10 the other night when St. Cecilia beat the Patriots here at home. Adams Central has got to pressure defense on now as they're trying to stop this Ravenna offense. There's a long-range jumper. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is going to be blocked out of Taylor Hand's hand. And it's picked up here by Coates. Back the other way. Drives at the length of the floor. Shot no good. Rebound Hodson in the lane. Jump pass comes out to the wing. That's Bowen. Bowen brings it back down to Hodson. Out of the free throw line. Driving for the hole. Shooting and missing is Pfeiffer. And the rebound comes down to Hilge. Hilge has got it now for Ravenna. We are tied up at 36 points apiece. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Marvicka for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Pfeiffer in the lane. Leslie Pfeiffer has got it down for Adams Central. Gets it away now to Janessa Bolin. She'll bring it up now against Taylor Hand. Bolin. Bounce pass goes to the right sideline. That's going to be Kerry Coates with the ball. Coates now to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer holds it in three-point territory. Starts off right. Now comes left behind the screen from Bolin. A little seven-footer from just to the left of the lane is good. Leslie Pfeiffer scores. She has got 5 points in the ball game. And it's now a 38-36 ball game. A two-point lead here for Adams Central as they reclaim the lead. Maggie Mateka has got the ball now for Ravenna. Comes across the top. Now over to the far sideline. Holding the ball there. It's going to be Zorb who's back into the contest. Entry pass into the lane. A shot by Taylor Hand is up and in. Ravenna has tied things back up. Seesaw battle here in the fourth quarter. We're 2 minutes in. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. We're tied up at 38 points apiece. And now we got a timeout here from head coach Tim Marker. Adams Central wants to talk things over. 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 38 and Ravenna 38.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
We have got the boys game coming up next between Adams Central and Ravenna. That is a rematch of the Luplat Conference Championship ball game. Won by Adams Central just a week ago. The Patriots were able to pick up the win there. So the rematch coming up here tonight during the regular season. Adams Central beat Ravenna in the championship ball game a week ago by a score of 71-55. So that game is coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. In the midst of the girl game, the girls' game right now, Adams Central is fighting for their lives here in their final game of the regular season. In fact, the final game for both of these teams. They'll move on into sub-district competition next week. Adams Central is going to play next Tuesday night at York High School against Fillmore Central. They'll have the second ball game of two at York on Tuesday. Patriots trying to break a three-game losing streak before they get there, though. After losing the other night against Hastings St. Cecilia, Patriots have the ball following the timeout. Here's Coates with it now to Jalinda Hodson out in three-point territory. Hodson in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. It's going to go on Lacey Kylig for Ravenna. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line for the Patriots is going to be Jalinda Hodson. She is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Hodson has got 12 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. That one is good. That gives Adams Central a one-point advantage again at 39-38. Next shot is up there. It's good. So the Patriots now lead by a pair as Ravenna comes back quickly with the basketball. This is Mateka with it now down to the corner on the left side to Pecker. Her shot for three is no good. Rebounded on the weak side here again by Jalinda Hodson, who's got a bushel basket full of rebounds here tonight for the Patriots. Hodson hands it away. Kelly Shuck now. Shuck back out to Hodson at the top of the key. Holds it, hands it back to Shuck. Shuck brings it back inside to Hodson, dribbles once, goes up, with a shot off balance. No good. Rebound Sedlak. She's fouled into play. And she tries to put the ball down through the hole. And now Sedlak will go to the free throw line here for the Patriots. The foul is going to go on Zorb of Ravenna. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number four on the Blue Jays here in the second half of play. Sedlak to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is no good. First free throw of the night for Kelsey Sedlak. She is a 45% foul shooter in the season. She is now 28 out of 63 from the foul line. Patriots up by two. Next shot is up there. That one is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound down to the baseline, and a jump ball is called. Sedlak is tied up on the play there by Jossie Zorb. Arrow pointing in favor of the Blue Jays, so Ravenna will come back trailing by 2 points here in the ballgame. 40-38. And now some contact out here right at the top of the three-point arc. Going to the seat of her pants there was a Zorb for Ravenna, and the foul is going to go on Adam Central. It's going to be a one-and-one situation now as Zorb will toe the mark. Personal foul is whistled on Carrie Coates. That's going to be her second. Zorb 0 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Ball being tapped around, and it is loose left side of the lane, picked up by Ravenna. Going up with a shot. It's going to be no good. That's a Finke for the attempt there, and the rebound comes down to Adam Central. So the Patriots have it in a two-point lead. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. There's a pass deflected, a turnover. Running back the other way, shooting and missing is going to be Finke, but she's fouled into play. Finke got the steal there for Ravenna, and then she is fouled into play back here at the other end. So Finke will go to the free throw line now for Ravenna to try to tie this ball game up. Bowen picks up the personal foul for the Pats. Shot for the free throw line, good. Carissa Finke hits the free throw for Ravenna. Finke, a 5'6" sophomore. Ravenna, a very young basketball team. Like we mentioned in the first half, they've got only one senior on the entire roster, and that is Lacey Kylig, who's got 5 points so far in this ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but they get the offensive board as well. Petka gets the offensive board there for Ravenna, so it's a 40-39 ball game. Adams Central leading by a point. Ravenna's got the ball, 4:45 to play. Dribble penetration, the ball knocked loose. Now a jump ball is called right at the free throw line. That was a Sedlak tying her up. Getting up from the bottom of the stack was Petka for Ravenna. Arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots, so a turnover there on the Blue Jays. End of the ball game now, Jesse Markvica for Ravenna. And coming out is going to be Alyssa Petka. 40-39. Adams Central with a one-point lead. Patriots have the ball. Bowen, bounce pass on the wing. Kerry Coates on the dribble, comes out high to Linda Hodson right at the top of the key. Looks to drive it, does so down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out down in the corner on the right side now. To Cheyenne Gotch, now to Hodson. Lobs it inside to Coates. Back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. No good by Gotch. Rebound Hodson. Turnaround jumper in the lane is good. Big offensive rebound there by Jolinda Hodson. She has now got 16 points in the basketball game. And Adams Central is out to a three-point lead. 42-39, 4:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's a Taylor Hand. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bowen. Driving layup is good. It just almost spun out of there, but Janessa Bowen gets the field goal. That one wanted to pop out of there, but fell down through the hole. Bowen has now got 8 points in the basketball game, and the Patriots have opened up a five-point advantage. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break for the score. The Patriots 44, Ravenna 39.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Patriots trying to break a three-game losing streak here tonight. And so far, so good. Adams Central has opened up a five-point lead now, 44-39. This is their biggest advantage of the ball game. Jolinda Hodson's having a whale of a contest here for AC. She has got 16 points in the ball game, and she's also got 16 rebounds. Not bad for nights with the work of the office, huh? Jolinda Hodson had been averaging 10 points and 13 rebounds per game, so she's been averaging the double-double, but she's finishing off in grand style here for this regular season contest. 16 points and 16 rebounds for Jolinda Hodson. Adams Central with a five-point lead, 44-39. Ravenna comes back. Here's Mark Vicka with the ball here on this near sideline out in three-point territory. Gives it up now to a Mateka. Mateka now to Zorb at the top of the key. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass inside to Mateka. Dumps it down low, and the shot is up there. It's no good, and a foul called. They got it to Hunter Hilgi, and a personal foul is whistled on AC. It'll go on Jalinda Hodson. Third foul on Hodson. Hilgi goes to the free throw line for Ravenna. She's got 4 points in the basketball game, a couple of field goals. Has not shot a free throw tonight. His first one is up there, and it's no good. Taylor Hand into the ball game now, replacing Carissa Finke. 44-39, the Patriots holding on to a 5-point advantage now with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Next shot is up there by Hilgi. It's good. So she hits one out of two. The Adams Central lead is now 4 points. Big possession here for the Patriots. And now we got a foul right here at the midcourt stripe. It's going to go on Taylor Hand. That's going to be the third foul on Hand. Team foul number 4 on Ravenna, so no free throws there. The Patriots have already committed 9 personal fouls here in the second half. Janessa Boland goes over to Cheyenne Gotch. Right to the elbow. It's right to the fingertips too of Hodson. Another turnover in Adams Central. Their 14th of the ball game. Here's a pass that goes ricocheting off of the glass, but it's picked up by Ravenna. An errant pass ricocheting off of the glass, but Ravenna was right there to snag it. Zorb has got a free throw line extended left side. Gets into the free throw line of Mateka. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Has to give it up again. Zorb dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass down low to Hilgi, and she lays it in. Hunter Hilgi. That was 7 points in the ball game. The Adams Central lead is now 2 points at 44-42. We're down to 3 minutes to play now here in this fourth quarter. Janessa Boland tries to get it to Hodson. Hodson grabs it at the top of the key. Drives it. Double team. Kicks it out to Coach. Her shot from 12 is good. Kerry Coates now with 8 points in the ball game. Adams Central leads again, 46-42. Here's a three-pointer put up by Marvica. Now we got a foul and a rebound as Cheyenne Gotch hits the deck hard there for the Patriots, attempting to grab the ball. And the foul is going to go here on Ravenna. That's going to go on Zorb. That's going to be your third. So Jossie Zorb picks up the personal foul. 46-42. Adams Central is leading by 4 points with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Patriots trying to win their 13th ball game of the season here tonight against 8 losses. Ravenna came in 9-9 of the season. Adams Central has got the ball. This is Janessa Boland dribbling with it in backcourt. Comes to the near sideline to Kelly Shuck. She has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. But Mateka over here with her fast hands for Ravenna to knock the ball away from Kelly Shuck. So now Adams Central will play things in right in front of the Patriot bunch. Shuck will get it into Boland at the top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hodson grabs the rebound. Hodson has it tipped out of her hands, and now a foul is going to be called. That's the 17th rebound now for Jalinda Hodson in the ball game. And Jalinda now goes to the free throw line here for the Patriots. She was fouled in a play by Maggie Mateka. That's going to be her third. So Hodson goes to the free throw line. She's got 16 points in the basketball game. 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Carissa Finke into the ball game now for Ravenna, replacing Taylor Hand. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Adams Central trying to hang on tonight, 46-42. Hodson's free throw is up there. It's good. Ronald's home. She is now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. 17 points for Hodson. As Jalinda will have one more. Hodson, the 5'11" senior. Next shot is up there. That's going to be good. So Hodson sinks a pair. And the Patriot lead is now 48-42. It's a 6-point advantage. With 2:21 to play in the contest, here's Finke in the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Finke comes out on top. The Peckers has to be blocked down there by Gotch, and a foul is called. It's going to go on Cheyenne Gotch. Or no, it's not. Gotch is going to get some free throws here. Foul is going to go on Ravenna. So Gotch got the block there for Adams Central. And as she was fouled into play, the personal foul goes on Mateka of Ravenna. That's going to be her fourth. So Gotch to the free throw line now for AC. Her shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Misses the free throw, but the rebound comes down to Hodson. That's number 18 for Jalinda Hodson. And Adams Central now with a 6-point lead has got the basketball. Here's Gotch, free throw line extended left side around the screen from Boland. Ball gets away, but it's picked up near the 10-second line. Now it's poked into the backcourt, and a foul is going to be called here on Hilgi. Hunter Hilgi is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Ravenna here in the ballgame. Here comes Marvica back into the contest now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Coming out is going to be Hilgi. To the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with 5 points in the basketball game. Adams Central leading by 6. The shot up there is good. Pfeiffer, a 60% foul shooter coming in here. She was 9 out of 15. Out of the scorer's table is going to be Carrie Coach. She will check in at the next opportunity here for Adams Central. 49-42, Patriots by 7. Make it 8 as the free throw goes down. Pfeiffer hits a pair. And now the Patriots have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 50-42. Adams Central has outscored the Jays 16-6 here in this fourth quarter. Under 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Here's Pekka off of the baseliner. Shot from 15. Won't go. Rebound Hudson. She gets it away now to a Kelly Shuck. Shuck will bring it up slowly here for the Patriots. Into the offensive zone. On the dribble. Hands it away now to Janessa Bolin. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bolin holds it now. We got a timeout from head coach Tim Marker. Adams Central calls the timeout here. 1:33 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 50, Ravenna 42.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sassflower. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we'll see if the Patriots can hang on here for the final 93 seconds of the ball game. Adams Central out on top of Ravenna by the score of 50-42. This game was tied 25-25 at halftime. Neither team's had much of a lead. In fact, this is the biggest lead of the contest for either team at 8 points now. Late in the fourth quarter, here's Kelly Shuck going to be fouled out here in three-point territory by Carissa Finke. That's the first foul in Finke. And that's going to send Shuck to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Kelly is 67% foul shooter in the season. She is 31 out of 46 from the free throw line. Patriots with an 8-point lead. And the free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Here comes Alyssa Pekka back into the ballgame now for Ravenna. The Patriots holding on to an 8-point advantage here. Out of the scorer's table for the Patriots, and now checking in at the next opportunity will be Leslie Pfeiffer. Kelly Shuck will toe the mark here for the Patriots. Puts it up there. The shot good. So Kelly hits 1 out of 2. She's going to check out of the ballgame now with Pfeiffer coming in. Adams Central leading by the score of 51-42. 17-6 advantage for the Patriots here in this fourth quarter. Mateka has got the ball for the Jays. Gets it out to Finke. Drives it left to right across the free throw line. He goes up for the shot. It's good. Or rather, it's no good. And a tip try is up and in by Zorb. And we got a foul called. Nope, we got a timeout called. A timeout called here by Ravenna. 1:15 to play. We got a timeout, Ravenna. With a score, Adams Central 51, Ravenna 44.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from the Patriots gym at Adams Central. The Patriots trying to wrap up the regular season here tonight with a win. And so far, so good. Adams Central has got a 7-point advantage and is 51-44 over Ravenna. The Blue Jays have scored only 8 points now here in this third quarter. This game was tied at halftime, 25-25. Adams Central would go to 13-8 with a win here tonight. They will play Fillmore Central next Tuesday, the opening round of the sub-district tournament that will be played at York. They'll have the second game of two that night, with St. Cecilia playing the first game. Adams Central's contest will be at 7:45. Patriots inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Coates got it in, count of four. Got it to Hudson, now to Coates again, down the near sideline. Carrie Coates brings it into the offensive zone here, and she can be hacked on the arm, and a foul is going to be called here on the Jays. That'll go on Zorb. That's going to be your fourth. And now more free throws coming up here. Going to mark for Adams Central is going to be Kerry Coates this time. Coates has not been there tonight. Why not give her a chance, huh? 66% foul shooter. Her shot is up here. It is good. Kerry Coates hits the free throw. Into the ball game now is going to be Pekka for Ravenna. Coming out is going to be Taylor Hand. Adams Central now with an 8-point lead again, 52-44. Knocked shot by Kerry Coates is in the air. That one is going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound. And we got a traveling violation. Carissa Finke got the rebound there for Ravenna. That was kind of knocked off balance and a traveling violation called there on the Jays. So Adams Central still with a 52-44 advantage here with a minute and 3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Kelly Shuck has got the ball for AC. Dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Down the lane. All the way to the basket. A shot. No good. Ball tapped around, and we got a foul called. A good go on Hobson as she was attempting to tip the ball out of there. Instead, it's going to go on Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch picks up the personal foul. I think that's going to be number 5 on Cheyenne Gotch. That's the case. Cheyenne fouls out of the ball game with 55 seconds remaining in the contest. She will leave with 1 point. So Gotch comes out of the ball game now for Adams Central as she fouls out. Waiting at the free throw line down here for Ravenna is going to be Zorb. Out of the scores table for Adams Central is going to be Kelsey Sedlak. So Cheyenne Gotch fouls out of the ball game. It's 52-44, 55 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter from the Patriot Gym. Zorb so far tonight has not had a lot of success here. Anything but charity. She's 0 for 5, but she makes that one. Now 1 out of 6. 52-45. Adams Central still hanging on to the 7-point advantage. Zorb's next free throw is up there. That one is good, so she hits a pair. And now we got a timeout here from Ravenna. The Lady Jays want to talk things over. 55 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 52, Ravenna 46.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Well, neither team had much of a lead there in the first half. It was 18-17 Adams Central at the end of the first quarter. Tied up at halftime, 25-25. Then Ravenna got out to a 2-point lead after three quarters, 36-34. But the Patriots pretty well owned this fourth quarter so far. Adams Central with 52 points now on the board. Scored 18. 18-10, the scoring advantage for the Patriots here in this fourth quarter. Adams Central inbound the ball back here in backcourt following the timeout from the Ravenna coaching staff. And now we got a foul called as Janessa Boland was handling the ball back here in the backcourt for AC. A foul is going to go on Ravenna. So each team now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. Taylor Hand picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth. So this will be a two-shot opportunity for Janessa Boland. She's got 8 points so far tonight. And her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Patriots need to hit their free throws here down the stretch. As a team, Adams Central been hitting 54% of their foul shots so far this year, 40% from the field, and 34% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot no good by Sedlak. Ball tipped out. Boland grabs it. Big offensive board there for Adams Central, and now it's going to be Shuck being fouled again with 46 seconds to play. The foul is going to go on Jesse Markvicka for Ravenna. That's going to be her third. And now Kelly Shuck will go to the free throw line. Try her luck. She's 1 out of 2 from the stripe tonight. 67% for the season. Her shot is up there. It's no good. End of the ball game now for Ravenna. It's going to be Taylor Hand. Coming out is going to be Carissa Finke. So Adams Central has missed three free throws in a row here with a 6-point lead, 52-46. Next one is up there. That one is good. So it's a 3-possession ball game, 53-46. Ravenna comes back quickly with the ball. Pekka has got it. Moves it out in the low block. Now kicks it back up. Mateka for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hodson with a rebound. And we got a foul in the play. Hodson now with 20 rebounds in the ball game here for the Patriots. The foul in backcourt. And Jesse Markvicka, that's going to be her fourth. Now going to the free throw line will be Hodson for AC. In addition to the 20 rebounds, Hodson has scored 18 points in the basketball game. She throws up the free throw. The shot is good. Hodson now 7 out of 8 for the free throw line tonight. And the Patriot lead is back up to 8 points at 54 to 46. 34.9 seconds remaining. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Hodson hits a pair, and it's now 55 to 46. Adams Central maintaining the lead here late in the fourth quarter. There's a Pecker with the ball for three. It's way off of the mark. Does not draw iron, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central, and the outlet pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. Kelsey Sedlak got the rebound, trying to get rid of it, and it was tipped out of bounds on the pass. So Adams Central will play things in now with 21.7 seconds to play. Sedlak has the ball now to Hodson on the right sideline. Brings it to the center of the floor on the dribble now to Kerry Coates. Coates will step it into the offensive zone. 13 seconds to go. Coates, dribble penetration, dumps it down low. Sedlak has got it. Sedlak now to Shuck, dribbling with the ball. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Shuck has still got it. Moves over here to Hodson. Hodson now to Kerry Coates, and the ball game is in the books. Adams Central going to win it here tonight as they win their regular season finale over the Ravenna Blue Jays. Well, it was not a thing of beauty here tonight, but Adams Central got the job done. The Patriots break their three-game losing streak to end the season, and now they are ready for the postseason. It gets underway next Tuesday at York High School. The Patriots will take on Fillmore Central in the opening round of their sub-district tournament. Adams Central wins it here tonight over Ravenna. Final score of 55 to 46. The Patriots wrap up the regular season with a 13-8 record. Ravenna will start postseason play next week with a mark of 9-10. Again, the final score in this one, it was Adams Central winning over Ravenna by a score of 55 to 46. We'll get a recap after this.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the girls game in the books tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS, won by Adams Central as the Patriots pick up a much-needed win here tonight. They will wrap up the regular season with a mark of 13 wins and 8 losses. They'll get ready for Fillmore Central in the first round of the sub-district basketball tournament next week at York High School. Ravenna, again, will drop to 9 wins and 10 losses. Neither team had much of a lead in the first half of play. Adams Central led 18-17 after the first quarter. The Patriots and the Blue Jays were tied up at 25 points apiece after two quarters. Ravenna then had a 36-34 advantage after three, but the Patriots pretty much owned the fourth and final quarter as they outscore Ravenna 21-10 in the fourth quarter. And the Patriots go on to post a 9-point victory here tonight over the Jays, the final score of 21-10. Scoring in the basketball game, first of all, for Ravenna, they were led by Carissa Finke. She had 10 points in the ball game. Finke had 3 field goals, and she had a 3-point field goal in the ball game, also 1 out of 2 for the free throw line. So Finke, the only Jay to reach double figures tonight with 10 points. Alyssa Petka had 9 points all in the first half. Petka knocked down 1 3-pointer and hit 3 2-point field goals for her 9 points. The other scorers for the Jays, it was Hunter Hilgey scoring 7 points. She had 3 field goals and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 6 points tonight for Jossie Zorb had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 6 from the stripe. Lacey Keilig had 5 points tonight, 2 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Maggie Mateka had 5 points. She had a 2 and a 3. She was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Taylor Hand had a couple of field goals in the ball game for 4 points. Ravenna, 5 out of 14 from the free throw line here in the basketball game here tonight. Unofficially, they turned the ball over 15 times against the Adams Central defense. Adams Central is led tonight by Jalinda Hobson. She scores 20 points and also had her for 20 rebounds. So Hobson a double-double tonight with 20 points and 20 rebounds. Hobson had 6 field goals in the ball game, and she was also 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. So not a bad effort tonight for Jalinda Hobson. She was the only Patriot to reach double figures in the ball game here tonight. Carrie Coates had 9 points, 4 field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Janessa Boland had 8 points, 3 field goals, 2 of 4 from the stripe. Leslie Pfeiffer had 7 points. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Kelly Shuck ended up with 6 points. She had 2 field goals, and she was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. The other scorers, we see Kelsey Sedlak ended up with 4 points. She was 0 of 2 from the stripe. And Cheyenne Gotch, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line and 1 point in the ball game here tonight. So Adams Central wins it in girls high school basketball over the Ravenna Blue Jays. Final game of the regular season as Adams Central beats Ravenna by the score of 55-46. Unfortunately, we have caught a parents' night here tonight at Adams Central, this being the final regular season game for Adams Central. So we're going to have a lengthy time in between our girls and boys basketball games here tonight. We do have head coach Tom Schlecht standing by. We'll get some comments from him coming up in just a couple of minutes. But we'll send you back to the radio station for a few minutes as they unfold with their parents' night activities here at Adams Central. We'll come back with a boys' ball game and a talk here with Tom Schlecht in just a couple of minutes. But again, the final score in the girls' ball game was Adams Central knocking off Ravenna tonight by the score of 55-46. We'll be back in a few minutes here on 1230 KHIS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is moments away on your source for sports, 1230 KHAS.
Schemes, but I am not gonna
answer to your